Priyas, quickies at any moment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
She could be here. Ah. At any moment, Vicky gasped as her boyfriend's hand snaked under her top, across her torso, and up toward her breast, despite her protests. The slender blonde slid into the touch and leaned against her molester, pressing her back into his chest. She should stop him, pull away from his grasp. But when his wandering palm found her bare tit, she instead let out a low moan and lolled her head onto his shoulder. "I guess we better be quick then," he whispered into her ear before sucking the lobe into his mouth. Brad caressed his girlfriend's breast, enjoying the feel of the soft mound filling his hand. Vicky wasn't particularly heavy-chested, but her lithe figure made her boobs appear much bigger, and just playing with them always made his prick stiffen. This time was no exception, and his growing erection pressed into the shapely ass in front of him. The extra layer of danger in what they were doing only added to his arousal, and hers as well. "Laura, what if she—" Vicky's question died in her throat as Brad's other hand moved under the waistband of her shorts and under her panties, searching for her slippery lower lips. When his roaming hand reached its limit, she unbuttoned her pants and lowered her zipper, giving him deeper access. He found what he was looking for, and her body shivered against him, his fingers sliding across her clit and down into her wet hole. What if she catches us? Doesn't that just make it even hotter? The quiver of her body answered for him. She jerked and gyrated, thin frame twitching in pleasure from his fondling and fingering. And he ground his dick into her butt, both their breasts growing heavier and more heated. If Laura showed up right now, they could break apart and compose themselves any further, and they risked her arriving in the middle of their fun. They knew punctuality wasn't her strong suit, but they'd be pushing their luck with less than 15 minutes to go before the time they told her to come over. However, with how turned on they both were, 15 minutes was probably more than enough time for a quick fuck, and the risk of it all had begun to cloud their minds as much as it was fueling their desire. "Is the door unlocked?" Vicky whimpered and bit her lip, eyes clenched shut as she reveled in her boyfriend's ministrations and processed the question. The implication seemed obvious, and a rush of juices coated Brad's fingers. He nudged her forward, leading her with his dick pushing at her ass, and she let him guide her, his hands still buried in her shorts and under her shirt. When they came to a stop, she opened her eyes to see they were standing in front of the door to her apartment. "You should leave it unlocked for her," Brad said, squeezing a little harder at her breast and dancing his fingers across her clit. It was beyond risky. It was downright dangerous, asking for Laura to stumble in on them, daring them to finish before she arrived, for her to come on his cock and for him to blow his load inside of her so when Laura got there, she'd have no idea they'd just fucked the shit out of each other moments before. Or maybe she would know. Maybe she'd hear them and let them finish before coming in, a smirk on her lips. Or maybe she'd walk in right in the middle of it and see Brad pounding her cunt with his fat dick. Vicky reached forward and twisted the lock on the door, unlocking it with a clack. With a growl, Brad spun her around and locked his lips with hers. Their pent-up arousal collided in an explosion of tongues and panting breaths. He couldn't say what compelled him to initiate sex with Vicky so close to Laura's arrival. The thought of flying too close to the sun played a part in the perverted excitement of it all, but the idea of Laura walking in on them made his dick rush with blood and drip with precum. Vicky actually tried to hook him and Laura up before they got together, but he wasn't really interested in her. For one, he was already lusting after Vicky, but also because while he had found Laura appealing, it was unusual. She possessed a fantastic body, breasts bigger than Vicky's but sized for her frame, toned legs from years of marching band, and a butt that curved out enticingly. However, her face was a far cry from her physique. He'd almost say she was a butterface, but that was precisely the thing about her that both turned him off and turned him on the most. That would have made him want to take her home for a night or two. Her mess of mousy brown curls didn't compare to hair like Vicky's dirty blonde waves. Her face was a bit too oval and her chin a touch too long. Her thick glasses dulled her otherwise vibrant green eyes and sat on a thin nose. And her lips, although decent, showed an obscene amount of upper gums when she smiled and revealed a row of crooked teeth. Yet despite all of that, he'd jerked off at least a handful of times while thinking about giving her a facial, lips smacking in wanton desire. They stumbled back toward Vicky's bed. They didn't need to travel far. The studio apartment separated the front door from the sleeping area by only a few feet. And along the way, Brad pushed Vicky's top over her head and she tugged his shirt off his shoulders. They broke apart at the foot of the bed and grappled with the rest of their clothes, while Vicky struggled with his belt and zipper. Brad shoved her already undone shorts over her butt and down her slim legs, wet panties going along with them. by the time the last of her clothes hit the floor. Brad's jeans and boxers were moments away from joining them in a messy pile. His already stiff prick sprung free from its confines and bounced in the open air as he danced his way out of his pants and back into Vicky's embrace. They resumed their lustful makeout session, growing even more desperate and frantic in their nakedness. Vicky fondled his cock and balls, stroking and massaging him with both hands, while he slapped her ass and grabbed hold of the cheek with one of his and fingered and fucked her dripping snatch with the other. They moved erratically, working each other into an animalistic frenzy with rapid pumps and energetic jerks. In a sudden pivot, Brad tossed her onto the mattress, and she landed with a bounce and gasp. He climbed on after her and with fast panting breaths, they scrambled into position. Vicky got onto her hands and knees facing the foot of the bed and Brad got behind her. The layout of her apartment left them both facing right toward the living room, teeth gritted in need. He took his dick in hand and positioned his tip at her entrance. Fuck yes, Vicky cried out, her body jerking forward from the smack of Brad's hips into hers. The power of his thrust knocked her off balance and her right side dropped to one forearm before she recovered and got back on her hands. His thick shaft filled her fully, but she had only a second to enjoy it before he pulled back and slammed forward again. There was no build-up, no easy pacing into rapid fucks. It was fast, feverish, and frenetic from go, which suited both of them just fine at this moment. Pound my fucking pussy. Oh god, pump your dick inside of me. A loud whap rang out, Brad's palms smacking down onto either side of Vicky's hips. He marveled at his girlfriend's wetness. His dick felt so hard, so stiff, that he worried his aggressive fucking might have been too much too fast. But she took him with ease. He pistoned his cock in and out of her like a dog in heat. Her walls surrounded him in a tight warmth, and the sounds of slapping flesh filled the small apartment. That's it. Fuck that hot body back against me. Make me come. Unless you want Laura to walk in on us. Or is that? What you want? Let her see what she missed out on. Not getting a chance with your big dick. Fuck. Brad hissed, her dirty talk propelling him to another level of arousal. A vision flashed before his eyes. A shorter, stockier body with flawless thighs bent over in front of him. A mass of curls hanging down from her bowed head, hiding her polarizing face from view. Never had a shot because of this perfect pussy. Working that cock like a horny bitch. Think she'll be jealous or turned on? Vicky craned her neck back and let out a long and broken moan. She and Laura had been friends for several years, and Vicky had always felt a little bad for the less attractive girl, even though guys never seemed that interested in her. Vicky found her friend oddly compelling. She often wondered what her sexy body might look like getting railed, or even better, how her face might look bobbing on a fat dick. Despite it not happening a lot in the time they'd known each other, the fact that it didn't happen much might have been precisely what made her so obsessed with the notion. What made Vicky turned on it just the thought of Laura in any sort of sexual light. It might have even been why she had pushed so hard for Laura and Brad to get together back in the day, despite wanting to fuck his brains out herself. However, like so many others, Brad said he wasn't interested in her friend, yet here they both were, banging like savages over the thought of Laura catching them in the act. Another broken moan erupted from Vicky's lips. You know what, B? Unf. A turn on, MMM. If why? A sharp knock at the door cut Vicky off. It seemed impossible, unbelievable. Laura was early. Oh shit, oh fuck, Vicky whispered. The muscles of her thighs quivered and quaked. Brad's fingers dug into her hips. They should stop, break apart, clamber for their clothes. Anything but what they were doing, fucking into each other with even more brazen thrusts. She's here. Fuck, she's here. We have to, though. Another knock sounded, two shorter, quicker raps, followed by the metal rattling of the doorknob. A tentative turn that became a move confident one. Hey, sorry for not buzzing. Someone let me into the building, Laura called out, barging into the apartment. The door was unlocked, so she strode into the living room, head turning right and then freezing to the left. She spun toward the bed with a jump, oval face going a little more elongated with a dropped jaw. Hey, be with you. In just a minute, Vicky gasped. The casualness in which she said it, like they were in the middle of finishing up dinner instead of fucking like primal beasts, made their wanton display even more depraved. She arched her back and humped back harder into her boyfriend, breasts bouncing and swinging with every slap of their hips. That's, okay, Laura said, her somewhat nasally voice sounding thicker, deeper, breathier. Her muted green eyes were wide behind her glasses, watching them with rapt and fascinated attention. Take your time. And Vicky's moan mingled with Brad's growl. Their bizarre fantasy had just smashed through the veil of reality, and it almost sent them both leaping off the edge into climax. Through sheer perverted force of will, They managed to hold back, wanting to revel in the debauchery for a while longer. Their friend was watching them fuck. She was getting an eyeful of Vicky bent over on the bed getting slammed by her boyfriend. And it was turning her on. After a minute of watching, Laura's hand drifted up from her side, moving at first with slight hesitation and then decided confidence. Reaching across her body to grasp at her breast, she massaged the tit from over her top, her face a mask of arousal while Vicky and Brad pounded away in front of her. The layers of clothes proved too much, however. And moments later, her deft fingers unbuttoned her blouse, tugged her bra strap off her shoulder, and yanked her breast out into the open. Vicky was having trouble breathing, her breaths coming out in bursts from her long-held desire of seeing Laura doing something so shameless and so sexual. The second Laura exposed her breast to the perfect and round with small, chestnut-colored nipples, she felt Brad's cock throbbing inside of her. She understood the feeling, her tongue hanging out of her mouth from the sight of their friend feeling herself up before their eyes. Even in their fantasy of this moment, Vicky was at best mildly prepared for a reaction like this. But nothing could have readied her for what came next. Laura's other hand reached under her skirt, pushed up the fabric, and then lowered her tights and panties down to her thighs. Vicky's eyes rolled back into her head and her pussy clamped down onto her boyfriend's dick. Her breath stopped coming, her heart nearly stopped beating, and her cunt spasmed uncontrollably as her orgasm ripped through her, soaring her up into the air and into a burning inferno of pleasure. She spun out in a weightless dive, turning and rolling in ecstasy until she crashed back down what must have been an eternity later. Moaning, fuck, Brad grabbed hold of Vicky's almost limp body before it could collapse onto the bed. He lifted her up, supporting her against his chest, his arms and cock keeping her upright. The position left her body on full display for Laura's viewing pleasure, giving the geeky girl an unobstructed view of his thick shaft pumping in and out of his girlfriend's stretched pussy lips, the juices from her climax coating his cock. He sensed the radiant blonde resurfacing, stirring back to consciousness with her face now situated near his. However, their eyes were focused not on each other but on the titillating erotic show happening a few feet away, mouth open and eyes lidded with lust. Laura's hand glided up and down her meaty lower lips, visible despite the amount of bush covering her mound. The massive curls on her head had translated to a forest of Brillo-like hair. Whether she always kept it like that or hadn't bothered grooming because of lack of use, neither knew, but both agreed that the style seemed right for her, her unkemptness somehow making her even more appealing. "Fuck, that's hot," Vicky gasped, rocking her hips and riding her boyfriend's dick. "You close," Brad grunted in response, but between his pace and his hardness, she could tell he was. "Come inside me. Flood my pussy with your spunk." "No, where she can see then. Get a good look at your dick blowing its load. How about my face? Want to jizz all over my face?" "Not yours." Vicky's gasp pitched in her throat and a shudder ran down her spine. He wanted to come on Laura's face. Her face. Vicky knew her friend's face wasn't one of her best features. Not with those enviable tits and legs, but that was the place her boyfriend wanted to unload. All over Laura's panting, lust-ridden face. It was so unexpected, so unusual, so fucking hot. "Do it." Brad released his grip on his girlfriend, letting her fall forward, yanking his cock free. He left her panting on her elbows and hopped off the bed, stalking toward the masturbating Laura. Her hazy eyes tracked him, following his every step, and the frigging of her clit sped up as he approached her. His own eyes absorbed the image of her exposed breast, the wild mess of pubic hair around her surprisingly fuckable cunt, and then landed on that face of hers. The too symmetrical shape, the thin nose, the crooked teeth in her parted, panting mouth. His dick throbbed in need and desire. Laura lowered herself down to her knees when he stopped in front of her. Her dull green eyes held his until she got into position, when she instead focused her gaze right on the flared cockhead inches from her face. He pumped his cock with ever faster strokes, the sight of her face so close to his dick turning her imperfect features into the perfect target for his oncoming eruption. Behind them, back on the bed, Vicky had also begun masturbating, all three of them playing together in a concert of perversion and debauchery. With a groan and a gasp, the first thick gooey stream of Brad's cum fired out of his tip and splashed onto Laura's face, splattering the lens of her glasses. He came like he hadn't masturbated in a month, drenching Laura's features in a deluge of sticky jizz. Every spurt felt almost audible from the intensity behind it, propelling forward like its only reason for existence was to hose down the moderately unattractive cum rag before it, as though every climax before this one was just a lead up to its ultimate destiny of ending up on Laura's face. As more and more fat ribbons of spunk landed on her, lining her hair, splashing onto her nose, coating her cheeks and forehead, Laura's fingers accelerated into a blur until she came with a wobbly whine, eyes scrunching shut and hands squeezing at her tit. Her orgasm tipped the final domino, and Vicky exploded into her second climax of the night. Watching from a short distance away as her friend peeked while her boyfriend rained an obscene amount of cum onto her face. From the mattress, she grunted and moaned, wanton eyes committing to memory the perverse tableau of the biggest orgasm of their relationship happening over her friend's gutter slut face getting doused with jizz. The three of them soared and basked in the decadent heat of their shared pleasure, each riding their individual orgasm while simultaneously feeding off each other's ecstasy, until they plummeted back down to earth in a heaving, gasping pile. His deflating cock in hand, the panting Brad looked down at the cum-covered Laura, her chest rising and falling in tandem with his. Vicky sidled up next to him, pressing her body to his and joining him in gazing down at her kneeling friend. Streaks of cum dripped from her glasses, decorated her thin nose, and glazed her lips and chin. She never looked hotter. From beneath them, Laura returned their lidded, post-orgasmic look. One hand still held and gently massaged her bare breast, and the other remained to frame her hairy mouth. Her tongue darted out, swiped across her lips, and licked up some of the jizz. So, was this the dinner or games part of the evening? Because, either way, I can't wait for whichever one's next.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.